This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The worst terrorist attack ever on Egypt has occurred overnight at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. A series of explosions has killed 83 people, and that number may rise. More than 100 were injured. Among the victims are Jordanians, Israelis, Britons, Dutch, Germans, and, of course, Egyptians. A group linked to al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the Sharm el-Sheikh blasts in an Internet posting that has not been verified. Sharm el-Sheikh is a popular resort area and host of the recent ceasefire announcement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Cairo. Peter, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And our information is at least two of the explosions are now believed to have been car bombs, wherein another bomb went off on a promenade. What more do you know?
Well, Sharm el-Sheikh is basically laid out on the very southern tip of the Sinai Peninsula. Many of these luxury hotels are isolated, difficult to reach, basically guards at the front of very long driveways. Now, there's one exception to that, and that's Nama Bay, where you have a cluster of hotels, shops, and restaurants quite close to the main road. And that's where two car bomb attacks hit overnight. The one that appears to have done the most damage broke into the driveway of the Ghazala Gardens Hotel, basically destroyed the entire front of that four-star hotel. A second bomb hit the Movenpick Hotel across the street, where numerous VIPs have stayed at various diplomatic summits over the years. There was another explosion, as you said, near a market area not far away. Witnesses use terms such as utter mayhem, mass hysteria to describe the aftermath. Some of the more than 100 wounded are reportedly in critical condition. Dozens have already been evacuated to Cairo for treatment. Most of the dead, it appears, are Egyptians, although some foreign nationals were also killed, and there's many bodies yet to be identified.
Last October, as we've recalled, there were bombs at another resort in Taba, and in that case, the Egyptian government said that Israeli tourists seemed to be the primary target of attack. Is it too early to try and determine what the human targets were in this case?
It is too early. There's one Egyptian official saying he sees a link between the earlier bombings in Taba and these bombings. But we have to say this website claim of responsibility, the name is similar to that that claimed responsibility for Taba, but it was not posted on what analysts consider the usual Islamist websites. So the authenticity of this claim is still very much in question. And it refers to avenging the deaths of Muslims in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Chechnya. Egyptian authorities have also, we must say, been extremely tight-lipped about their investigation into the nine-month-old Taba bombings now. They have suggested a Palestinian-led and unaffiliated group was probably targeting Israelis. Israelis do also visit Sharm el-Sheikh, but a large portion of the tourist trade also comes from Europe, Asia, and the Gulf states.
President Mubarak has a home in Sharm el-Sheikh. Spends, I believe, it's much of the summer there. It's a real winter. I beg your pardon.
Yes,
it's a real engine for the tourist industry in Egypt. Therefore, foreign currency. Can we anticipate what kind of reaction and concern the Egyptian government's going to evince?
Well, if history's any guide, the crackdown could be quite severe. There are still large numbers of Sinai Peninsula residents being held in custody in the wake of those Taba bombings from 9 months ago. And in targeting Sharm el-Sheikh, as you note, the attackers are very likely to arouse the anger of Hosni Mubarak, who's very proud of this resort, spends a good portion of each year here there. He has generally kept the security tighter there than in most parts of Egypt. And so the fact that this very deadly sneak attack on this scale could occur in a well-guarded, isolated town, I think it does seem likely to spark an aggressive response from Egypt's security services.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking from Cairo. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.